We are in a war that shows no inclination of ever ending. Yes, there's a lot of rhetoric in Congress right now about let's create new benchmarks that need to be fulfilled in Iraq so we can have a timetable of bringing the troops home. But ladies and gentlemen, that's just political rhetoric, because the benchmarks they talk about putting in place are unrealistic. Therefore, there will never be a timeline. And let's keep in mind that this is a Congress that voted for the war, Republican and Democrat alike. And they are trapped by that vote to the extent that they cannot meaningfully interfere with the Bush administration's plans on Iraq. And the plans of the Bush administration regarding Iraq was most recently articulated by Condoleezza Rice, the Secretary of State, when she told the Congress of the United States that we will be in Iraq for at least 10 years. All right? We were told that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction, massive stockpiles of weapons of mass destruction. And to be honest, most Americans didn't have a clue what a weapon of mass destruction was. They didn't know what chemical weapons were, biological weapons were, long-range ballistic missiles. They might have a vague understanding of what a nuclear weapon is, but not really. Not what it takes to build a nuclear weapon. They were so ignorant about nuclear weapons that they bought in at face value to the argument that Iraq, a nation that is sitting on many tons of yellow cake uranium ore, would have to go to an African country and buy new stockpiles. They were so ignorant about nuclear weapons that they bought at face value Dick Cheney's proclamation that Iraq is acquiring aluminum tubes to build a new family of centrifuges to enrich uranium, when everybody who deals with the enrichment of uranium using the centrifuge method knows that aluminum tubes will never work. We don't build them with aluminum tubes. Doesn't happen. But no, the American people, informed as always about the complexities of these very difficult issues, said, my gosh, the president has said yellow cake and Dick Cheney has said aluminum tubes, and there must be a nuclear threat, because Condoleezza Rice has told us we don't want to wait for the smoking gun to become a mushroom cloud. And so, like the compliant little sheep that we are, we get led down the path towards a war that has been a disaster, an unmitigated disaster, a war based on a lie, a war based on not just the ignorance of the American public, but the moral indifference of those whom we elect to higher office to represent us in our name, namely the Congress of the United States of America. A lot of people want to call this George W. Bush's war. It's a little convenient to say that, especially if you're a Democrat or somebody who's not very fond of the Republican Party, be it a progressive, green, etc. It's George W. Bush's war. Well, you know, if that's what you're calling it, you're wrong. And remember, we're looking for a solution here tonight. We're trying to find a way forward. But I already told you, there's not going to be a solution until you're honest about the problem. And if you call this George W. Bush's war, you already have a problem of definition. Because this isn't George W. Bush's war. This is America's war. This is Bill Clinton's war. This is the Congress of the United States war. This is an indifferent American public's war. This is our war. We're to blame. We're responsible. We're the ones that facilitated this mad rush to insanity that has occurred in Iraq today. In defense of Bill Clinton, and I don't often speak in defense of Bill Clinton, but in defense of Bill Clinton, he inherited a problem. You see, the Iraq problem wasn't something that Bill Clinton made up. When he came into office in 1993, we already had an Iraq policy in place, the Iraq policy of George Herbert Walker Bush, Papa Bush, you know, the big bush as opposed to the shrub. And Papa Bush had a policy that in itself was a reactive policy on Iraq. See, this is one of the problems that we face. Not just in terms of foreign policy, but I'll tell you, it's a problem we face as an anti-war movement. And I call myself part of the anti-war movement, even though I'm not a pacifist. I'm anti-war, because I've been to war. I know what war is about. War is the most horrible thing mankind can inflict on mankind, because war is only about man killing man. It's what it does. It's what happens when you go to war.